King's Food. Remember King's Food?
No, what's King's Food?
King's Food, there was one on Long Island. There's stores in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut.
It's a supermarket.
It's a supermarket.
Okay.
So they have a mask policy. When you come into the store, you got to wear a mask.
Yeah, that's a policy at most stores, most large stores, especially supermarkets. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what happens is when you have that kind of rule, the people complain and bitch and moan and groan, but they do it at your employees.
Right.
They do it at the 16-year-old girl that's working there after school.
Right.
So the CEO of King's Food Markets feels really bad about all these people yelling at her employees. So what did she do?
What?
She started giving out her own phone number.
Nice.
The buck stops here. I want to be responsible. And if there's a problem that needs to be taken care of that could escalate, I don't want to put that on anybody else but myself. It's just a simple thing. It's not Big Brother trying to control us. It's us begging you, please help me keep my people safe so they can be here to serve you. The numbers are starting to go up. I mean, people, please don't let your guard down.
Right. That's really good. But I wonder, like, what her company line is. Like, think about if I'm one of those crazy people who won't wear a mask, you know, one of those anti-maskers. And I call her and I say, I was going into your store and I wasn't going to wear a mask because I'm an American. I'm not going to be told what to do. What's her response to that? Does she say, listen, that's our policy. Don't come to our store. I mean, we should call her. We should call her and pretend to be anti-maskers and see what her response is going to be.
Well, I bet she sends them all to voicemail. she's not answering these calls.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Because you don't want to talk to these people. But that makes me think everywhere I go now, I want the CEO's phone number on the store.
Yes. Wouldn't that be great? Can you imagine? Like every time I go to Starbucks, anything I don't like about it, I want to be able to call that Howard guy.
So you can call Tim Apple if something goes wrong with your phone. But if you go to McDonald's, there's the CEO's number right there. If they get your order wrong, you can call them. I think if you have a company like that, you should be able to back it up.
You know what? I think that's a really good policy. I'm glad that she's doing it. Like the other day, I ordered something off of Amazon and it came crushed. Mm-hmm. It was all broken. I want to be able to call Jeff Bezos and be like, look, dude, I know you have a return policy, but now I got to go wait in a line, hand it to the lady outside. They got to go in one at a time because of the mask thing. Like, how about just don't crush my stuff? Make sure when it leaves your warehouses, it's in the exact shape that I bought it in.
Mm-hmm. And can I have a loan? So I know you're hanging out right now at your private island and you just made $20 gazillion last week, but my trash can had a dent in it. So what do you plan to do about this? Yeah, if you're going to open up a company, open up a store, you should be able to employ the right people so they wouldn't get yelled at. But if they do get yelled at, you should take the call.
You know what? And we should start that precedent right here. Anything you don't like about this show, I want you to call 1-800-ANTHONY.
I want you to call Cooper. Just call Cooper and just say, because I'm going to send you directly to voicemail because I don't want to deal with you. And anybody's phone number I don't know, I don't answer anyway.
Actually, I'm so bored and I haven't seen my friends in a while. I would welcome the calls. I'd be like, hi, what's your complaint? Oh my God, where are you from? Where'd you go to school? Who are you dating? Tell me everything. Tell me all about your life.
You answer every single person on social media.
I do.
Everybody that comments anything on social media, you comment back.
Yeah, I want them to feel heard.
I don't think I've ever sent anything back to anybody who's ever commented anything on social media.
They took the time out of their day to comment and say they like something or don't like something. I want to be able to have a dialogue. Let them know, I'm listening. I'm here. I'm here for you.
Okay, then I'm totally different. I don't care about you. So don't leave. I don't care what you think. And I really don't care. If you don't like it, screw you. I mean,
okay, so maybe this policy of them calling us if they don't like something is not going to work.
Yeah. So if you call me because you don't like the show, screw you, because today Today I listened to like 6 different podcasts.
Uh-huh.
And it was unlistenable. So
right.
So this show, at least you can listen to.
Yeah, and you can laugh. We make you laugh. And we don't make you sit here for an hour.
A, it sounded like they were talking into a paper cup. And right. B, they had nothing to say.
So you're stuck with us.
We're more better than anybody else out there, so just deal with it. I guarantee we're better than the morning show you have at your radio station in town.
The town where you live.
I will put my nuts on it. I will give you one of my nuts if they are better than we are, because they're not. Unless they're Kyle and Jackie O, they ain't better than us.
Exactly. It's Kyle and Jackie O and then us.
Right. We have more awards than they do. I guarantee we have more awards than any show that you've heard in your town. So screw you.
And I want to see you put your nuts on somebody.
I'll give them my nut. I'll cut one out and send it to them. We only can do it twice, so you better.